Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 2. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Break German. This is the series in which we help you learn German on your coffee break, or indeed while you're walking the dog, working from home, or just doing some other household chores. But even when you're doing that, you can take some virtual traveling with us as we follow Carl and his wife along the river cruise that they're taking from Amsterdam all the way to Budapest. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea. Hallo, Marc.
Hallo, Andrea.
Wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's gut. I didn't give you much chance to speak there. I apologize. I was just getting into the explanation of what we were doing.
Absolutely.
Now, this, of course, perhaps may well be the first episode of Coffee Break German you've ever heard. In that case, I should explain, I am a learner here. I am learning German with all of you, and I'm trying to improve my German, build my vocabulary and my understanding of some pretty complex grammar. But we have our expert in the shape of Andrea. Andrea, tell us a little about yourself for those listeners who are new.
Ja, also mein Name ist Andrea und ich bin Deutschlehrerin.
Ja.
Ich komme aus der Schweiz, aus Zürich. Ja, und ich wohne in Schottland.
Sehr gut. Okay, let's get on with our story then. We're going to listen to the text, first of all, and then after that, Andrea and I will discuss all the language in this and hopefully help you and me understand everything. Also, los geht's!
Tag 2. Da würde ich so gerne hoch. Köln. Nach einer ruhigen Nacht auf dem Rhein ist unser Schiff heute früh in den Kölner Hafen eingefahren. Wir kennen Köln schon ganz gut. Schließlich ist die Stadt ja nur eine Stunde von unserer Heimat entfernt. Früher sind wir oft nach Köln gefahren, denn es ist das kulturelle Zentrum Nordrhein-Westfalens schlechthin. Trotzdem haben wir die Stadt heute mit ganz anderen Augen gesehen und in der zweistündigen Führung sehr viel Neues erfahren. Als der Reiseleiter gerade über die Architektur des Kölner Doms sprach, des Wahrzeichens der Stadt, zog mich Birgit am Ärmel und flüsterte: »Da würde ich so gerne hoch.« Sie hatte recht. Einen schönen Ausblick über die Stadt hätte ich auch gerne gehabt. Aber zur Spitze des Doms waren es flotte 533 Treppenstufen. Als wir uns später am Ufer in ein Café setzten, fand Birgit dann die perfekte Alternative. Am anderen Flussufer stand ein modernes Hochhaus mit Aussichtsplattform, das genauso hoch wie der Dom ist und von wo man die ganze Stadt sehen kann. Wir genießen nun hier die Aussicht, aber so langsam werden wir auch müde. Ich freue mich schon auf ein kühles Glas Sprudel an Bord und auf die Sommerbrise, die abends über den Rhein weht.
Okay, I think when we listen to a text like this, we're always trying to pick up words. And obviously, at that stage, I don't understand everything that has been said, but there are some new words for me. And definitely, there are some things I picked up on. I think I picked up on a number there, 533 something.
Genau, ja, sehr gut, Marc, sehr gut.
Okay, I think we should go back through the text and listen to each sentence and talk about it so that we know exactly what's going on.
Genau, also los geht's. Nach einer ruhigen Nacht auf dem Rhein ist unser Schiff heute früh in den Kölner Hafen eingefahren.
Okay, so nach einer ruhigen Nacht, after a peaceful night, auf dem Rhein, on the Rhine River, ist unser Schiff heute früh in den Kölner Hafen eingefahren. Our ship arrived early today in Köln Harbor.
Genau, ja. So ein Schiff fährt ein, we could have said ankommen, ja. So ist unser Schiff heute früh am Kölner Hafen angekommen, but it's a bit less poetic.
Okay, so einfahren, what would the exact translation of einfahren be?
To ride in, to okay. float in the case of, right, the, of the ship.
Okay, so the our ship floated in elegantly into the, genau. The Köln port.
Wir kennen Köln schon ganz gut. Schließlich ist die Stadt ja nur eine Stunde von unserer Heimat entfernt.
Now, schließlich is a word that we came across in our first travel diary season. I remember that. It would mean after all or something like that.
Genau, ja.
Okay, so wir kennen Köln schon ganz gut. We already know Köln really quite well. Schließlich ist die Stadt ja nur eine Stunde von unserer Heimat entfernt. So we're seeing entfernt again. We saw that in the first episode. So after all, the town is, of course, only an hour away from our hometown.
Yes, I wouldn't describe Köln as a town.
Okay, okay, a home city. right, the ja in there, I translated it as of course. Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course, yeah, I think that would be good.
Okay.
It's something, the ja describes something that we already know.
Right. Okay. So we could use of course in that sense in English. So schließlich ist die Stadt ja nur eine Stunde von unserer Heimat entfernt. Heimat literally means what?
Our home.
Our home.
In this case it would be the hometown
or city.
It's home. So meine Heimat ist zum Beispiel ist die Schweiz.
Okay. So my home, yeah, my home country, my homeland, my home.
Genau.
Yeah. Okay.
Früher sind wir oft nach Köln gefahren, denn es ist das kulturelle Zentrum Nordrhein-Westfalens schlechthin.
Right, so this is new for me. Let's see how
I love this word.
Let's see what we can do with this. So früher sind wir oft nach Köln gefahren. Literally earlier we often went to Köln, to Cologne.
Yeah, literally we would say earlier, but it means obviously in the past.
Yeah, so in the past we've been to Köln or Cologne rather, in English often. Denn es ist das kulturelle Zentrum Nordrhein-Westfalens schlechthin. So because it is the cultural center of Nordrhein-Westfalens, which is the area, but schlechthin?
Genauso, par excellence.
Okay, I get it. So it is the cultural center of Nordrhein-Westfalen. It's like totally, it's absolutely the spot where you're going to get your culture in Nordrhein-Westfalen.
And also what I have found out recently is if you're if you don't want to say Nordrhein-Westfalen, the Germans often say NRW.
Ah, right. Okay, so NRW. And this is one of the, is it a Bundesländer?
Ja, genau, ja.
Okay, so one of the German areas. And it's in, as you've probably guessed, the north of the country, in the Rhineland.
Genau.
Westphalia, I think in English we say.
Genau. Also, weiter geht's. Trotzdem haben wir die Stadt heute mit ganz anderen Augen gesehen und in der zweistündigen Führung sehr viel Neues erfahren.
Right, so trotzdem means nevertheless, I think, yeah. So, nevertheless, haben wir die Stadt heute mit ganz anderen Augen gesehen. Ah, right, okay. So today we have seen the city with totally different eyes.
So we've seen it in a different light.
In a different light, yeah, okay. Und in der zweistündigen Führung, and in the two-hour, is that like a guided tour. Sehr viel Neues erfahren. We've experienced or learned about many new things.
Genau, super, sehr gut.
Neue normally is an adjective. Here, I'm guessing it's in the neuter form, neues, but it's got a capital letter here.
Yes, it's because we're using it here as a noun. Mm-hmm. So like etwas Neues.
Of course.
Or we've seen it as etwas Schönes, etwas Wunderbares.
Yep.
Yeah. And here we read that we have learned much new things.
Okay, right. So if we could, I guess, have said, und in der zweistündigen Führung etwas Neues erfahren, yeah?
Yeah, we could say this, yeah, if we had just learned something.
Some new things, yeah.
New, but we have learned a lot of new things.
So sehr viel Neues. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's continue on.
Als der Reiseleiter gerade über die Architektur des Kölner Doms sprach, des Wahrzeichens der Stadt, zog mich Birgit am Ärmel und flüsterte, da würde ich so gerne hoch.
Okay, right, there's definitely a preteritum in here that I'm not recognizing, but we'll get to that in a mm-hmm. in a moment.
Okay.
So, als der Reiseleiter gerade über die Architektur des Kölner Doms sprach, so as the tour leader, the tour guide, mm-hmm. right as they were talking about the architecture of the Cologne Cathedral,
mm-hmm.
And then I think we've got a little explanation of that as being
of
this,
what that is, yeah.
Is that the famous landmark of the city?
Genau, yeah. Das Wahrzeichen is a landmark.
Mm-hmm. So we've got sprach there, which is the imperfect of sprechen, yeah?
Genau, yeah.
And then I think we've got another imperfect coming here. Zog mich Birgit am Ärmel und flüsterte. Wait a minute.
So
is this from ziehen? Yeah.
It's from ziehen. And basically what she did, she tucked him on the sleeve.
Right. Okay, so she kind of pulled his sleeve.
Yes.
And did she whisper, flüsterte?
Genau, flüstern is to whisper.
Okay. And what did she whisper? She said, da würde ich so gerne hoch. There would I so enjoyably high.
So, okay. What is implied here is gehen. Yeah? Hoch gehen. Which is to climb or to go up there.
Okay.
Okay. But the gehen is only implied.
Right. So I would love to go up there.
Exactly. So I would so like to go up there.
Okay. Right. Let's find out what happens next then.
Mm-hmm. Sie hatte recht. Einen schönen Ausblick über die Stadt hätte ich auch gerne gehabt. Aber zur Spitze des Doms waren es flotte 533 Treppenstufen.
Okay, right. So I think the Treppenstufen must be the steps up to the top of the cathedral, yeah? The spire,
yeah.
Right. Okay, so sie hatte recht. She was right. Einen schönen Ausblick über die Stadt, a beautiful view, outlook over the city, hätte ich auch gerne gehabt. Right, this is kind of tricky, I think, here, because ich hätte gehabt is a complicated verb, I think.
Yes, so I would have liked to have.
Okay, so she was right. I also would have liked to have had a beautiful view over the city.
Mm-hmm.
Aber zur Spitze des Doms, so, but to the well, we learned about Spitze when we were doing our alpine journey, the peak of the mountains, mm-hmm. yeah, the top mm-hmm. of the mountains.
Yes, so here it's obviously the top of the dome.
Okay, so the top of the cathedral, I think mm-hmm. probably up the spire of the cathedral. Waren es flotte 533 Treppenstufen, so there were 533 steps.
Mm-hmm.
What is the flotte?
So, flot, if you look it up in a dictionary, it doesn't mean anything like what it means here.
Okay.
Okay. So, here we would use flot as whopping.
Ah, right. Okay. So, there were a whopping 533 steps to get to the top.
Yes. But if something is flott, for example, if it's used with clothes, then mm-hmm. it's very chic and stylish.
Okay.
Or if a car is flott, then it's quite fast.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So flott has different meanings. And here, it's none of these meanings. So here we would use it flotte 533 Treppenstufe would be a whopping 533 steps. Or if something is very expensive, we could say, oh, this is, das kostet flotte 100 Pfund.
Okay. I'm wondering, I know the word flott in Norwegian. It's the word that everyone uses all the time to mean great. Ah, so flott, that's great. So I wonder if these are linked in some way. Probably are.
It could be, because someone can be flott,
okay.
and then I would find them quite likeable.
Okay. Well, these are the 533 flotte steps that you need to get up to get to the top of the cathedral, which I think certainly for me would be quite a challenge. I remember climbing the 373 steps to the top of Strasbourg Cathedral and being fairly exhausted. So just to give us time to consider this, we're going to take a short break. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, I still don't think, despite the little break, that I've got the energy to go up 533 steps. I think it's less the actual energy that it takes to get up there, but it's for me the kind of claustrophobic nature of going up a spiral staircase that I'm not so keen on.
Okay, ich verstehe, Mark.
That's my excuse anyway. Let's continue on.
Als wir uns später am Ufer in ein Café setzten, fand Birgit dann die perfekte Alternative.
Okay, so als wir uns später am Ufer in ein Café setzten. So when we later on sat down in a café on the, is that the bank?
Ja, genau.
The bank of the river, okay. Fand Birgit dann die perfekte Alternative. So she found the perfect alternative.
Genau, sehr gut, super. And let's see what this is. Am anderen Flussufer stand ein modernes Hochhaus mit Aussichtsplattform, das genauso hoch wie der Dom ist und von wo man die ganze Stadt sehen kann.
Okay, Hochhaus. It looks like high house, but
yeah.
Does it mean something different?
It's a high-riser.
Oh, okay, like a high-rise building. Okay, so mm-hmm. Am anderen Flussufer, on the other bank of the river, stand, is that a preteritum? From stehen?
Ja, genau, von stehen.
So stood a modern skyscraper or high-rise building mm-hmm. mit Aussichtsplattform, so with a viewing platform.
Genau, ja, sehr gut.
Das genauso hoch wie der Dom ist, that is every bit as high as the cathedral.
Genau, sehr gut.
Und von wo man die ganze Stadt sehen kann, and from which one can see the entire city.
Genau, sehr gut. Super. What is maybe interesting is that we first use here the imperfect, fand Birgit, eine Alternative, and then we use the present tense, das genauso hoch wie der Dom ist und von wo man die ganze Stadt sehen kann. So here you can use the present tense because this is also the case when Karl and Birgit are not there.
I understand. So that's the kind of general case.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But we could have used also the imperfect there because then he would have described the moment in time. So both is possible
here. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think we would do the same in English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue on.
Wir genießen nun hier die Aussicht, aber so langsam werden wir auch müde.
So, we're now enjoying here the view, mm-hmm. aber so langsam werden wir auch müde, aber so langsam. But we're also getting slowly tired.
Genau, ja, so we're getting more and more tired.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
And obviously here we're seeing the present tense, which implies that Karl is writing his diary on the Aussichtsplattform.
Yep, okay.
Ich freue mich schon auf ein kühles Glas Sprudel an Bord und auf die Sommerbrise, die abends über den Rhein weht.
Okay, so ich freue mich schon, I am already looking forward to, auf ein kühles Glas Sprudel, so a cool glass of sparkling water, mineral water.
Ja, genau, ja.
On board. Und auf die Sommerbrise, and in the summer breeze,
mm-hmm.
die abends über den Rhein weht. So something about the evening over the Rhine.
Ja, that blows over the Rhine in the evening.
So what's the infinitive there?
Wehen.
Wehen, right. Okay, that's new for me. So I'm looking forward to my glass of mineral water and to the summer breeze, which is blowing over the Rhine in the evening.
Genau, ja, sehr gut. Wunderbar. Kannst du dir das vorstellen, Mark? Can you imagine it?
It sounds lovely, yeah. I'm just looking at that. And there are two things that the auf of ich freue mich schon are dependent on, aren't they?
Ja, genau.
So, ich freue mich schon auf ein kühles Glas Sprudel und auf die Sommerbrise, die abends über den Rhein weht. Right. Quite a lot of preteritums in here. We had a number of imperfects, didn't we?
Yes, because we often write in the imperfect. Mm-hmm. And obviously this is a diary and it's written and it is more poetic. When we want to write something in a rather poetic fashion, we tend to use the imperfect.
Okay. So we had stand from stehen,
mm-hmm.
Fand from finden.
Genau, ja.
We had zog from ziehen, I think.
Ja.
Sprach from sprechen.
Genau, ja. And we also had a couple of regular verbs in there. Flüsterte.
Uh-huh.
And setzten.
Okay, so it's good. I think one of the nice things about these imperfects is that when we see the form, then we can understand the other persons in the verb, but it's just getting that sort of that basic form like zog or stand or something like that.
Genau, yeah.
Okay, good. The one other thing, just before we listen again to it, is this tricky construction that I think for now is just worth learning as something to understand rather than necessarily something to create ourselves. And that was the, sie hatte recht, einen schönen Ausblick über die Stadt hätte ich auch gerne gehabt.
Yes, it's obviously von ich hätte gern. And I think our listeners will recognize that. Ich hätte gern einen Kaffee.
Yep.
Und so weiter. Ja, mm-hmm. ich hätte gern ein Stück Kuchen. So I would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
And here is, ich hätte gern gehabt. I would like to have had.
Yep. Good. Okay, let's listen now for that as we go through the whole text one more time.
Tag 2. Da würde ich so gerne hoch. Köln. Nach einer ruhigen Nacht auf dem Rhein ist unser Schiff heute früh in den Kölner Hafen eingefahren. Wir kennen Köln schon ganz gut. Schließlich ist die Stadt ja nur eine Stunde von unserer Heimat entfernt. Früher sind wir oft nach Köln gefahren, denn es ist das kulturelle Zentrum Nordrhein-Westfalens schlechthin. Trotzdem haben wir die Stadt heute mit ganz anderen Augen gesehen und in der zweistündigen Führung sehr viel Neues erfahren. Als der Reiseleiter gerade über die Architektur des Kölner Doms sprach, des Wahrzeichens der Stadt, zog mich Birgit am Ärmel und flüsterte, »Da würde ich so gerne hoch.« sie hatte recht. Einen schönen Ausblick über die Stadt hätte ich auch gerne gehabt. Aber zur Spitze des Doms waren es flotte 533 Treppenstufen. Als wir uns später am Ufer in ein Café setzten, fand Birgit dann die perfekte Alternative. Am anderen Flussufer stand ein modernes Hochhaus mit Aussichtsplattform, das genauso hoch wie der Dom ist und von wo man die ganze Stadt sehen kann. Wir genießen nun hier die Aussicht, aber so langsam werden wir auch müde. Ich freue mich schon auf ein kühles Glas Sprudel an Bord und auf die Sommerbrise, die abends über den Rhein weht.
Okay, great. Definitely hearing more things as we listen to that a second time is always good to hear it again. If you'd like to hear it yet again, and indeed access the video version, which will help you practice your pronunciation as you read along with Carl, then you can check that out over on the Coffee Break Academy in the premium version of the course. We also offer lesson notes, which give you more details, more examples of these words and phrases that we've covered. And you can find out all about this at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Yes, and as we mentioned last time, we're posting a photo of each of Carl and Birgit's destinations as they travel along the Rhine. So check out our Instagram account to see the Kölner Dom this week. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Okay, and you can also see the photos from our other travel diaries in French and Spanish and Italian there on the Instagram account. That is it for this week. We'll be back next time with the next installment when Birgit and Carl are travelling on to Koblenz. But for now, vielen Dank, Andrea.
Danke, tschüss.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.